You've seen Laura Clemens a couple of times now, but I didn't fully introduce her, especially her background. She, a good part of the, or the majority of the early part of her career was working for the House of Representatives, and including as clerk. So she's very familiar with the legislative process and everything, and then was one of the founding staff members over at the Ohio Casino Control Commission until she came back here as clerk, director of this Capitol Square board in the State House within the last year. So I'll turn it over to Laura now, thanks.
Thank you, Mark. I know you guys are probably sick of seeing me, so this is the last time for a while. And I hope you enjoyed dinner last night. So tomorrow will mark my 31st anniversary working for the state of Ohio, and I started as an LSC fellow right out of college. So it's kind of exciting to be here in this position now. We want to take just a few minutes to talk about our services at Cap Square. I know we've shown you the building, you had dinner here last night, but we want to talk about really what we do and what we can do for you as members. Much of what we do is going to be geared towards senators, because obviously your offices are going to be here and you're here every day. But for House members, we also provide lots of services for you too, and so we want to make sure that you're aware of those as well. First of all, I want to introduce some of my staff who are able to be here. The rest of the crew is busy setting up for the tree lighting ceremony, which is happening in a couple hours. So if you can stick around, we're throwing a party. Another party. So I have Michelle Hulse, who's my assistant director. She's also director of finance and handles all the bills and our appropriations, working with OBM, etc. I've got Luke Stetke, who you met. He's our director of communications. I've got Jim Shea, who's our director of everything else, buildings, grounds, maintenance. Steve Friday is our director of security. I think you met him probably on your first night as you were getting your ID badges. Tamara Ansel, who many of you I hope met last night, is our grounds manager. We have Eric Bell, who's a parking garage manager, and Sandy, who's here as well. She's our custodial manager. So we have a very good staff. We've got about 60 staff here. They're all here in support services for you. So we're going to just quickly, I want to just explain some of the various divisions that we have. I'm going to start with Jim. Jim is the supervisor for not only the maintenance department, but he also supervises the grounds and the custodial crew. So what that means, if you're a senator, Jim's group is going to help you with your office moves. Jim's group's going to help you hang pictures and tell you which pictures you can hang and in which frames and in which locations and what furniture you can have and not have, and he's going to help you move it all in. And that's going to be a well-orchestrated dance at the end of the year, get you all ready. He's also, if you're in a committee room or if you're in your office and you're hot or you're cold, you're going to call all our offices, and Jim will help out with some of those issues. If you notice anything on the building or ground, certainly we'd like to hear about that, too. I think everybody who comes to State House can appreciate the beauty of our grounds, particularly in the spring, summer, and fall. We have a great crew there. And I apologize, we're still working on this. Jim also has a great group of craftsmen on his team that do all the painting and the repair work of the woodwork, and the custodians obviously are the unsung heroes. They work while you're all asleep, cleaning the offices and the floors and the restrooms and anything you need. But if you do notice something, you know, please call us, because we are only human and we might miss things, or you have a need that we don't see. So please give us a call at our number, and we'll make sure you all have that. Luke is our communications director, and you'll see digital billboards out on Capitol Square. But things like tonight, the tree lighting ceremony, you know, Luke's very helpful in coordinating those with some of our partners in the community, in the governor's office, House and Senate, on some of those major events that we have here, book signings, things like that. So there are certain, I kind of rattled off some of the do's and don'ts, but there are some do's and don'ts because this is a national historic landmark. We spent $120+ million on the renovation, and it's our job to make sure that we never ever have to do anything like that again, that this building maintains the integrity of the restoration that we have now, and that we protect the quality of this building. I think you heard the speaker last night talk about how unique and special this building is. So we do have certain standards. I joke about what picture frames you can have, but it's true. You know, there are certain quality picture frames, and the way we hang them, you can't just do a command strip on your wall. You know, so we'll take care of things like that. The type of products we use on the furniture and the floors, we'll take care of all that. We'll make that as easy for you as possible. So, okay. What am I missing, guys? I know I'm kind of rattling this off. Do you have any questions for us at all? Special events, I apologize. Connie and Sophie are not here. I don't even know how many special events we do here every year, but sometimes we'll do several a day. If you have a press conference that you want or a group that would like to hold an event here, call our special events department and they'll walk you all the way through it. There's no no application permit fee for a member of the legislature. But what we don't allow to happen is for a member of the legislature to book a room on behalf of somebody else. If you're not going to be there and it's not your event, then that group has to fill out an application and pay a $50 permit fee. We have weddings here, and we are booked all the way up through 2018. It's like the most amazing phenomenon. Everybody wants to get married at the State House. And so we have a wedding coordinator, Sophie, who also does a lot of other things for special events. So I'm going to open it up to questions while we... Yes, sir. You talked to me about this last night, about tours. Yes. So if you would like a tour for your family or friends who are coming for your swearing-in ceremonies, we can help arrange that for you with our education department. We'll make sure we get that information to you. Kathy... Can we get you Mark, can we get you the information on how they can schedule tours for January 3rd that you can put on the website and they can? Okay, we'll get that to you. But we'll make sure to have plenty of, that's totally different from, now the swearing in rooms, that you would work through with your clerk. So the House or Senate clerk. If you want a private swearing in, so. Before or after? Mm-hmm. I think the House is at 2:00, the Senate's at 1:30. So you could either do it that morning or you could do it that afternoon. I don't know what other events they may have planned for you that day, but we will certainly be very flexible on scheduling tours. So you'll get information on that day from the clerk's offices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will be between the holidays. So now I'm going to take my CapScore hat off and my clerk hat on. They're probably planning all of that right now. But they're still in lame duck session until they sign EDI. They probably won't focus on office moves until after that. So you'll probably get an office assignment before then, but the actual physical move probably will not happen until Christmas, New Year.
So
If you're in the Senate, that's correct. If you're in the House, you would work through the House admin office. I don't think they have as many restrictions as we do here at the State House. Different building, different type of building. Do you remember? Yeah, within reason. Everything. So, any other questions? It's going to be a very, very busy, you know, get your holidays in, you know, early. Don't go on vacation between Christmas and New Year's because it's a busy time trying just to. The current members are members until December 31st, you know, so they could legitimately stay in their office until December 31st. They don't typically do that, but it could be very crunched. So, anybody, Steve, anything you want to mention about security other than don't forget to bring your badge?
Both your sergeant at arms will probably talk to you about security at some point after you are in your office and that sort of stuff. But there are some things with respect to duress alarms and things like that. If they don't tell you, make sure you ask about it, because we do have duress alarms in your offices. So if somebody's in there acting a fool, you want to bring the highway patrol to you real quick. That's the way to do it. Any problems that you have with your ID getting in and out of the building, that's me. So don't call the highway patrol. They don't know how to fix it. If you get stuck in an elevator, or you get stuck, not able to get in the building at times you think you should, all of our doors are scheduled to lock and various things at certain times of the day. And your cards should allow you 24/7 access to the building. So if you try to come in and you can't get in, let me know. We can fix that. Just a scheduling thing. Mm-hmm. Any questions anybody's got about security? Would ask you. Pardon me? You lose your ID. In the House, you will get a hold of your sergeant at arms, and he will send a request to me. We do it on an electronic form with them. The Senate is not on that system, so you'll just either call, you'll have your LA or somebody in your office call me and we'll take care of you that way.
Sir, to your point, a quick call to either of the agencies and then if they lost item is very much appreciated.
Definitely as soon as possible, because a lost ID is a security risk for us. As soon as we realize it's or know that it's lost, I mean, Steve can deactivate it right away, but
I have all the IDs except for the members are set to expire in 45 days if they don't use it. We kind of do that as a added security thing, because your LA will leave and nobody will tell me, and then I don't really know that, so that ID is out there. At least I know that after a month or so, if nobody scans it, it's gonna not be worth anything anyway. Did you have a question, sir?
Background check for college interns, right?
That's dependent on the.
I think, again, that goes through the administrative offices of the House or the Senate. So I do know legislative aides go through background checks. I don't know how they handle interns. Do you think they do?
That's not something I deal with. That's something that
BCI though? They probably use.
They run it through BCI, yes.
Yeah.
The record check, but it comes out of the clerk's office in both bodies.
But use of college interns is a great idea. So. Oh, is that right? That's great. Yeah.
Volunteers to do the tours for us, so it's a nice service that we all
I'd be surprised if there's a fourth grade class that hasn't been here. It seems like every fourth grade class has come. Stephanie? Yeah, and a lot of times, I know you're in committee and you're not able to do it, and your aides will go and meet them, but that's just the personal touch that really means a lot to your constituents. So. I don't even want to venture to guess how many flags we fly over the State House for you all to purchase and give to constituents on special occasions, but you can do that as well. And there's a certificate that says, you know, that this was flown over the Ohio State House, and that's kind of a nice service as well. So. I was born here and I went to school here. So, well, if there's not any other questions, we'll set you off to your respective clerk's offices, I think. But please know, anytime, our offices are just right down there on the ground level. Call us. We're here to help you.